Computer effects have rocketed 3D animated characters into superstardom. But even for digital creatures, fame doesn't come easy. It takes years of work and a large crew of skilled professionals to make them look good on the big screen. It all starts with a good old-fashioned sketch pad. Once the character is defined on paper, the artist sculpts him with clay. Then the high-tech wizardry begins as they laser scan the 3D character from all angles and load the image into the computer. Once he's been captured, the computer artist wraps the character in a digital wire frame. He manipulates the wire mesh to make the character move and breathe. After he creates a dozen or more facial expressions, this machine makes hard copies of those many faces. It repeatedly deposits layers of plastic to build up a physical version of the image. They insert eyes in the sockets, then give these washed-out plastic faces some color. An artist paints each one of the faces along the same lines. Continuity is critical because the faces will be filmed and the images edited together to create the illusion of movement. It's a traditional animation technique called stop motion, and these plastic models are called puppets. Next, a seamstress builds a suit of clothes for one of the puppets. He has to look great, because he'll be used to promote the character to merchandisers who might market him as a toy. They scan the fabric and wrap it around the digital character to give him the same outfit. Then add creases for a more realistic texture. The crew lights the mini set for one of the character's big scenes and plans the camera moves. It's a kind of dress rehearsal. One of the puppets acts as a stand-in for the animated character. They move him around in a process called rough placement. It's a critical step which ensures that everyone is in sync: cinematographers, lighting artists, and animators. Seeing the puppet in the room will help animators place his digital counterpart in the various visuals. They literally cover all the angles and leave nothing to chance. Now the physical merges with the virtual in a special effects trick called human motion capture. A man walks around in a special suit covered with reflective dots. The computer recognizes the dots to transfer the man's movements to a version of the digital character instantaneously. The computer artist uses those captured movements to manipulate the character and insert him into the scene. The effect is one of a digital character who moves just like a human being. They layer digitized images of the set and blend them seamlessly into a single image. This digital layering is called compositing. It allows animators to accurately place the character in the scene. The blend of high-tech special effects with traditional animation techniques gives the best of both worlds. Combined, all these special effects tricks can generate 3D characters with star quality. They are virtual puppets, and the animators are the puppeteers. And on the big screen, the fantasy has never looked so real.